Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thanks for staying with us on Point of View here on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. The Department of Social Development has dismissed its head of communications, Lumka Olifant. The firing comes after the department has made headlines for, among other things, irregular appointments, possible wasteful spending and possible fraud within its social grant system. Let's speak to Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development, Ms. Bridget Masango. Thank you so much for your time, Chair, on Kaya 959 Point of View tonight.
Thank you so much for the opportunity and good evening.
All right, can you just take us through what the Portfolio Committee on Social Development does before we get into the issues?
The Portfolio Committee on Social Development exercises oversight over the work of the Department of Social Development, mm-hmm. and that includes the entities of the Social Development Department, such as the National Development Agency and the South African Social Security Agency. And then whenever the department is, for example, doing its work, it has to report to the Portfolio Committee through the quarterly reports, through the mm-hmm. annual performance plans and the annual reports, and of course the budgets. The department has to come through to the Portfolio Committee and present their plans so that they can, and the budgets that they will need for the upcoming financial year or the quarter or the medium term.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what the Portfolio Committee does. It engages the department on its work. It approves or not approve its budgets. It goes and does physical oversight in some of the work that the department is doing and its entities. Like, we were on an oversight visit this last week to KZN, where we visited both SASSA and NDA, their offices, but also their projects and their local offices.
Mm. But Masango, through this work, you would have insight then into the state of the department. When you look at both the department internally and their outward-facing work, like that outreach you just did in KwaZulu-Natal, what would you say the state of the department is?
You know, the department, obviously, this term started last year in August, as you would know,
mm-hmm.
And the new members of the Portfolio Committee were allocated, or they were sort of deployed in this department, in this Portfolio Committee, and the new minister was starting, and at the time it was the acting DG, the most important people in this department. And our first meeting with the minister, it was when the minister presented to us her first order of business to be appointing key positions so that there can be stability in the department.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm almost quoting her words in this issue. And so we followed that up. And the minister actually did appoint the CEO of SASSA. She did appoint the DG, who was an acting DG, and then she was appointed on a sort of permanent basis. And the DDG of Social Services and the CFO of the department, and so on and so forth. And this process of appointing people in key positions was for no other reason, or for other reasons as well, but specifically to bring some stability in the department.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were thinking that all this is going ahead with no major issues. We then started having issues like, you know, the SASSA issues, where people were in long queues, where there was a situation of the people that were paid, that were not supposed to be paid as SASSA grants, people that were doing business with the department, with government, people that were directors that were doing business with government, and so on and so forth. And what brought that to the fore was the AGSA's report. So that gave us, our work was cut out, because we needed to then engage with the department and its entities on a regular basis to make sure that those things, some work is being done. We called in the minister. We were given, almost, the program to say, this is what we are going to do. This is how we are going to keep reporting, and so on and so forth. As we are thinking that that is being sort of stabilized, and then this whole thing in the department, when this story broke of the 22-year-old chief of staff who does not qualify, who was a PA of the minister and then was moved to be the chief of staff when the chief of staff of the minister went to the NDA, and then when she came back, she was suspended, and so on and so forth. So now, in my mind, and I keep saying this, that the work that the minister and the department and the DG were doing in the beginning of the term is almost being undone, because now the department is staying in the media or in the public domain for the wrong reason.
When we speak about the department being in the media for the wrong reasons, what's the impact on both the work and the perception about the department, especially because it's supposed to serve the most vulnerable people in society and it should just be focused on that?
Well, the work is continuing, but the perception is more stronger than the truth, as we will all know. Whenever a person sees you, now and again, they will say, "Oh, how are things going in the your department? I mean, what are these people doing? I mean, these people are looking after, like you are saying, they are looking after the most vulnerable and poor people in this country. The money could be saved better, could be spent better on these people than on trips to New York and so on and so forth." So I have to say to you, it is very concerning to us as the portfolio committee, and we are doing all we can within, obviously, the oversight mechanisms that we have as a parliamentary portfolio committee to make sure that these things are put to bed. But whatever needs to happen, and whoever is found to be on the wrong side of what they need to do, must be held accountable. But I agree with you, it is highly concerning, deeply concerning for us. And I was just saying earlier on to a media house as well, we are meeting with the minister on Wednesday. I know that she also needs to be in the cabinet, but she will be trying to come through to the committee for us to iron things out. Because on Thursday, not this last Thursday, but the Thursday before, the minister was before the portfolio committee. She laid out a report to us and even gave us the next steps. Because we said, okay, we note your report. What then? And she said to us, the ministerial, all the ministerial appointments are going to be referred to the PSC. And all the departmental appointments that are in the media domain, in the public domain, are going to be subjected to a forensic investigation. But then what then happened thereafter was in stark contrast to what the minister had said to us. And then also it just felt like there were parallel processes. The appointments are going to the PSC. The appointments are going to the forensic investigation. But also, there are things that are already happening in the department. So that is what we are trying to, we are just trying to stem that tide, with the minister obviously assisting us as the portfolio committee to say, let us not be trending for the wrong reasons. Let us trend for the stabilization of the department and its entities, and let the work be done, which is actually happening.
Yes.
If the oversight in KZN was anything to go by, the work is happening. People, the modernization of the SASSA grant payment and application system is ongoing. The verifications are done, and the NDA is doing amazing work in KZN, which is where we were able to go. And so we would like that to be trending, not the wrong things.
But unfortunately, when your often good work is overshadowed by one, headlines, and two, allegations of malfeasance, and we know that that's a consistent issue that's raised. And so I'm interested to know the work of the portfolio committee that you described earlier on. How deep can you probe and intervene without interfering? Because also in South Africa, we make sure that there are checks and balances, but also not overreaching.
Yes. No, that is very top of mind as far as I'm concerned. And to make sure that doesn't happen, what an item that I didn't mention to you from our meeting on Thursday with the minister and the DG was that the portfolio committee is going to be asking for the parliamentary legal services to give us a legal advice on what is available for us to do without overreaching. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask about the dismissal of Lumka Olifant. I know that it's part of the discussions we had earlier on about being in the headlines for the wrong reasons, allegations that she was dismissed for leaking information. Do you have any insight into that process and why that happened?
Well, again, it's a case of saying, how do I get involved as a legislative body in purely administrative and operational issues? But the forensic investigation, it will need to clarify to us what really happened, because the minister, in her report, she did say why the former communications head of the department was suspended. The AG flagged issues to do with her work, and so on and so forth. But we can't get involved that deeply. But when it comes to the media and the portfolio committee is seen to be silent and so on and so forth, that is why I am literally awaiting this legal services, parliamentary legal services advice to say, how far can we go to probe? How far can we get to the bottom of the issues that are going on in the department? Because we want to do that in as far as it is casting a very dim light on even the work of the portfolio committee.
Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development, Mayor Bridget Masango, thank you so much for your time on Kaya 959 Point of View tonight, giving us insight into the developments at the Department of Social Development. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Right, when we come back, we'll be speaking to the Nelson Mandela Foundation CEO, Dr. Mbongiseni Buthelezi, as the foundation gets ready to host the 23rd annual lecture. Do stay with us here on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.